you're calling up the mystic awakening in the flowering of the heart, everybody.
We live in extraordinary times. Of this there is no doubt. The word awakening is used over and over to describe this epic pace of advancing insights and understandings into how the universe works. It's led us into innovation and invention unlike anything mankind has ever known. Hi, I'm Adam T. Gardner. Over time, I've become a whole food, whole herb medicine man. I'm the visionary for America's Medicine Wheels and creator of the Human Accelerator website. And I see myself as being just like you, filled with wonders about this amazing age we're all in. The second Genesis Awakening one-hour radio show is going to bring it all home, expose how evolutionary our lives can become every day. Your host, Deborah Bruintout, singer, songwriter, mother, and intuitive facilitator, is going to take you on a journey into the lives of folks just like you and me, who saw what was possible and took actions that have accelerated our lives into a whole and new reality. It's a level that, well, even our most advanced scientific insights don't realize yet how our daily lives can have this genetic activation of a second Genesis awakening and birth. It's written within the very fabric of our spirits, woven into every cell in our flesh. It's a truth we always knew was there as its mysterious way transforms so many of our open hearts. Now, here's your host, Deborah.
And welcome to the Second Genesis Awakenings radio show. I'm in the house today, Deborah Bruintout, with Adam T. Gardner. And I just would ask you, if you'd like to, I'd have a pen and a paper, because there's some things that are going to be here for you to learn and to write down. You might want to do that. We're with Dream Vision 7 Radio, which is a Boston syndicated radio based in love, thriving in the universal guidance as one life force of humanity is on a journey of a spiritual endearment and evolution. So it is a time for all of us to be in this and sit with this humanity that we are a part of, this sacred evolution. And that's why I'm really sober today to have Adam T. with us, because so much has been going on in this last year. And well, a lot's been going on in all of our lives. There's not anyone that I talk to anymore that there isn't something that they want to share. And recently I got a phone call, a text from a very good friend from a long time ago, growing up together in high school. And she texted me and said, you know, I'd really like to hear your voice. And we haven't talked for a long time, and a lot of people are texting, but it would be nice just to hear your voice and connect. So I waited about a week, and LG called, and we had a really wonderful conversation. Her and I have talked and done a lot of things with music that I have done over the years, and with her, done some live shows that she's put together for us in Salt Lake City, Utah. And we got talking some real sobering, real thoughts about what is happening to her and her health in her life. And it came up about, she had seen a picture of me recently of my hair. And she had mentioned that I have a lot of hair. And, you know, I really have. It's been growing. And I started to tell her more about the book and the Second Genesis Transformation, Passage to Spontaneous Regeneration. with Adam T., with the author, and who is my husband. And I said, you know, this Livermore tea is just incredible. And I started talking more about how my health has changed, how I don't have an inhaler anymore after all these years of having asthma my whole life, that I haven't had the cold or the flu for almost going on 20 years. And it's just remarkable. I can't even put it into words because it's phenomenal to begin, and that you can start today, I told her, living a life free of sickness and disease. So in the book, we sent her the book, and as I was talking to her, she says, I've already gone to your website, which is thehumanaccelerator.org, and she says, I've already bought the book. And I'm really going to read about this Livermore tea that Adam T. has some formulas. And she said, I would like to ask him some questions. And so today I have her and another very dear friend, Marcia, who have asked some really sobering questions about that are in the book. And they're getting together to have some of this Livermore tea that Adam got ready for her. And her question was more about Livermore tea. It's in the book, and it's just about the cleansing that it does. But there's so much more, I told her, than just cleansing. It's Kevin, Adam T. will be talking about this a little bit more, Kevin to me. Adam T. is your pen name. And then Marcia also has had COVID, and her hair is falling out, she said, just in clumps. And both of them are losing their hair. And with the fatigue, she said, Marcia said she's had so much COVID. And she's had a lot of memory problems and her eyes are blurry. And she just wanted you to talk about living a life free of sickness and disease and more about where would one start? Same thing with LG. Hi, honey.
Hey. So, did you have a question?
Right off the bat would be in the book, which is in the chapter of 13, and it's on the Livermore tea. She wanted to know, is it just a cleanser? Because her and I had talked about it also being a builder, and how would that rebuild your hair, or what's the whole protocol of this, that she's beginning to read your book and she's just really excited?
Well, Livermore tea is a nutritional tea. You could call it a nutritional supplement. It's not in the capsule form. It's a loose herb tea. It's got stinging nettle leaf in it. It's got shaved grass, or what they call horsetail, in powder form, along with some licorice root powder. And that's all shaken together. And I take that tea as a daily nutritional supplement. I drink it as a beverage at meals, and you know, I'll sip it during the day 3 or 4 times. And of course, I'm talking about taking something, cold, but it's a tea that's made by infusion, which means you bring your water to boil and then put a teaspoon into a 1 cup and pour the water over it and let it cool. And you know, you could stir it a couple of times, but that essence in those herbs, you know, is pulled into that water. And what makes it such a powerful nutritional supplement is its absorbable calcium. You know, most people have this notion that, you know, you have to drink milk to get calcium. You know, we're just all products of corporate advertising and their seduction. That's not where a decent calcium is ever achieved. Where we should be getting our calcium is from leafy greens. And it just so happens that the horsetail and the nettle combination provide some other compounds like silica that is so vital to the absorption of the calcium. What it does for the body, you could almost call it a master herbal formula because it mm-hmm. it just covers so many things, but primarily it's a food for the liver. When you think about that, how do you feed your liver? You know, there's a hepatic arterial system that goes between our small intestines and the liver. It's set apart from anything else. So what happens is when we, you know, eat in that absorption, all that absorption is going directly into the liver to be further processed. And so when you're talking about properly absorbing your food, the liver is just this incredible complex matrix of these little crystal cells that do whatever they do. The Western medicine model says the liver produces over 5,000 compounds in its processing. They say it's the most complicated organ after the brain in the body. The bottom line is that this herbal tea feeds the liver in such a way that it's never been fed before, but it also gives it something that it can return to different places in the body. And where it shows up very, very quickly is in the hair. It tends to thicken the hair and strengthen it. And it also shows up in the nails, in your fingernails.
I've always understood that it would it be right that if you're doing better, it's in your hair growing, the color of your hair, and your nails. So that's very interesting that it, Adam, that it goes first. It'll start showing in your hair. That's what I was. I said you would explain it to LG and Marcia, but thank you because that's exactly what's happened to me.
Well, I can't explain this in any more specific terms because we're always dealing with biological processes that are infinitely complex. It's just impossible for man to ever break down these biological interactions between cells and body organs and what's wrong and what's right. And, you know, it is way beyond mankind's comprehension. But the beauty of it is that this plant kingdom, and specifically this herbal tea we're talking about, has its own living intelligence. Even though it's in a dried form and you pour that boiling water over it, there's still an essence of intelligence in all of that that knows what to do. And the liver knows what to do with it. And in terms of what it does for a person specifically, still remains to be seen. You know, maybe a person losing their hair because they had COVID. I mean, you know, COVID's going to be studied for quite some time in terms of its after effects. You know.
We've never been here before with this, you know, right?
That's right. Well, with every disease, that's the way it is. But this thing of aging and thinning hair and losing hair, it can be very simple in some ways, and it can be just very complex. You know, my hair was thinning out. I've been taking this tea for a long time, and it just kept breaking off and thinning out. And I'm like, well, I don't have baldness in my family. You know, I've been plant-based for, you know, almost a full 34 years. And, you know, this is, you know, this is an aging condition that others have. And I didn't really grasp the significance of a simple catalyst that was missing from my diet, which is B12 in a proper form.
Yeah, we talked to Elsie about that. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. So, you know, I had the same situation with my own hair thinning out, breaking off, and I had a great diet. You know, I mean, I just eating the best way I could possibly know how. And, you know, just over a year ago when I found out about this B12 deficiency I was suffering from, you know, I started experimenting with a couple of different manufacturers, suppliers of B12, and settled in on two different products. And I mean, within a week, you know, washing my hair in the sink, I always watched hair, you know, wash down the drain, and all of a sudden it just stopped.
Yeah, right, right.
And I don't, every time I wash my hair in the sink, there is, you know, for over a year now, there's no hair. So I don't know. I had a great diet. I still have a great diet, but without that catalyst of B12, I was in a deficiency because I wasn't properly absorbing. And I started experimenting, well, what else am I missing that the plant, you know, kingdom isn't able to be properly absorbed? And because of the history of my own life, you know, we all got our history. I had lots of childhood illnesses. A doctor told me that, you know, I was born in the 50s, and I was explaining to him that I had all the childhood diseases of mumps, measles, chicken pox, all that stuff. And he says, well, I think you also had hepatitis B that was not able to be diagnosed back in those days. And hepatitis B damages the liver. So if you've got internal organ damage, there's a very strong possibility that no matter how much goodness you put in, you're not going to be able to properly absorb. And that B12 has just been amazing in this, you know, wonderful age we live in, that manufacturers and biology would advance to the point that they actually understand how to create colonies of bacteria to produce two kinds of B12 that need to come together in the body. That's, you know, there's four kinds of B12, but the body only utilizes two of them. That's adenosyl cobalamin and methylcobalamin. So anyway, it's just, you know, every friend I come upon that I haven't seen in a while, I just let them know, man, I don't care what your diet's like, you need to get, you know, these yeah. B12 supplements into your life. So with your friends losing their hair, you know, maybe a combination of that Livermore tea and the B12 would, you know, signal a turning into, you know, restoring the youthful function of all of that.
Right. And I feel that that's the journey that they're beginning to ask these questions about. And just having someone like you, you know, I got talking to them both recently to ask, they said they have questions, and so I jotted them down for today's show. And I realized that your book, you know, the book, both book, that if anyone is listening right now that is saying, I want to know more, we've got I would say go to the website. Definitely. And watch
those videos. In the the second Genesis transformation, I do a lot of stuff on anatomy, and hair loss from the Chinese, traditional Chinese model, is an indication of kidney problems. And, you know, I didn't have any hair problems till probably the last 8 or 9 years with my own hair breaking and getting thinner. And my kidneys, I take herbs for helping restore my kidneys. I, you know, had some trouble with that, yeah, in my upbringing, and had a few times where I was urinating blood after being injured by parents, and it's one of those things where, well, as you get older, what damage has really been done. So I was always very mindful of, yeah, I was very mindful of always taking herbs to help my kidneys, because I knew I'd been damaged there pretty bad as a child, physically, let alone, I don't know about, you know, disease-wise, what kind of injury the all those childhood diseases might have had. But the bottom line is, you can put a lot of goodness in you, but if your organs are already damaged to the point that they can't properly absorb it, you know, there aren't a lot of answers, except now I got one more, which is that B12 supplement.
It is wonderful. And we're going to take a breather. And I'm in the house right now with Adam T. Gardner. And I just have so much more to share with you. But I have some more questions for you, Adam. And it's just a time for everyone to take a deep breath and get your pen, get your pencil, and be sure and go to the humanaccelerator.org, because there's some books there. And I would say go and get them, and they will help you. They're a good friend, and we'll be right back.
Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. Just wanted to let you know we've got a wonder-filled curriculum put together. The website's a gathering place for what's called our We Community. We're working to build America's medicine wheels, where you'll be able to sample the most advanced regenerative medicine and lifestyles ever known. But you don't have to wait for us to finish the building in order to begin your adventure into insights and understandings that'll be at our completed cultural center near Zion National Park. You can join the We Community for free. We've got over a dozen videos to share about us, about life, about the possibility that mankind now has to live free of all sickness and disease. That's thehumanaccelerator.org. See you there. Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. Just letting you know we've created what I like to call the B-movie. It'll make you laugh, I promise. It'll make you sigh with relief, it's finally here, this truth whose time has come. We've divided it into segments for easier viewing, which lets you zero in on thoughts you're attracted to so it can be played over and over during those periods. It's an evolutionary sharing that'll leave you transformed in ways you never could have imagined. Becoming a whole food holder medicine man over a 3-decade period, I share cutting-edge ways of living that'll seem new because of the modern insights we have, yet it's an ancient lifestyle, genetically and epigenetically wired into every cell of the human body. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org and take the ride of your life.
For just over 200 years, mankind has been capable of accessing insights and understandings of how the universe works, unlike any other moment in man's history.
This age has brought unimaginable wonders into our lives. But what if there were a new way to learn? An evolutionary next step where we will actually
see, smell, taste, touch, and hear wonders we never knew existed until now.
Catch the Human Accelerator with Adam T. Gardner every Tuesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by going to DreamVision7Radio.com, your internet choice for inspiration and vision.
We'll see you there.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Adam T., we were just discussing these questions, and I had a little bit more to ask you. The Marsha's just, it's on her mind, and she's never quite experienced any this fatigue that she's had from COVID, plus losing her hair and memory and eyes. Her eyes are very blurry. I think more than anything, it's just to hear someone that has, it's lived through so many things, and living a life free of sickness and disease. And what would you say about the fatigue and the memory loss? And so I'm wondering what you would say to her right now.
Well, you know, I basically can only come from my own experience. Again, getting back into this B12 thing, there can be a lot of causes of our symptoms, and I was also in a mode of being tired. A lot of the time, I had a lot of pain going on. This is like 2018, peaking into 2019. Come December and January, all of a sudden, I found that I was having difficulty with my oxygen level, and how I knew that is just simply any kind of exertion would leave me breathless. And it was you that put me on to the B12. You know, I had a couple of days there where I was sleeping during the day, which is really unusual for me.
Very highly unusual, yes.
Yeah, and
your color wasn't the way that I would like to see that pink and that life force that you always have. You had a lot of
that
for sure.
Well, you know, when it came upon me, it came upon me pretty strongly anyway. So as I started looking, you know, on the internet, trying to see what anything was, what comments there were, what I read was that B12 deficiency, extreme deficiency in B12 can cause pernicious anemia, which is a situation where the red blood cells aren't properly forming. And when they do form, they're not functioning properly. And the red blood cells are very important to getting oxygen into our bodies. You know, we can breathe all day long, but if our red blood cells aren't capable of carrying the oxygen properly throughout the body, then we're going to have some real serious trouble. And if you are oxygen deprived, well, it's going to be going into your brain. It's going to be going into your heart. It's going to be going, I mean, it's going to affect everything. And likewise, there's the peripheral neuropathy. I think I said, I'm not really good with medical terms, but the peripheral neuropathy, I know, is a unraveling of the nerve endings throughout the body. And it shows up in the hands with tingling.
Tingling
from the elbows out to the hands, tingling in the feet, numbness, even jaundice can be caused by that peripheral neuropathy.
This was
a B12 deficiency thing going on. And I noticed within 48 to 72 hours of taking, and I'm talking about big doses of B12, I'm taking over 100,000% of the RDA, you know, and people might think, well, gee, that's just a ridiculous amount. Well, the body can only process those man-made compounds to a certain degree, and it's a very small percentage. I mean, taking that 100,000% ratio actually got me only like 130 to 150 micrograms of the B12, which is still like way high, but this is where I realized that the B12 is so much more in demand in our bodies than the Western medicine model is projecting. And like I said, within that 48, 72 hours, I noticed immediately a beginning of relief from that fatigue and from that breathlessness and the tingling. And that's what some of the writing said, is if B12 deficiency is the problem of these kind of symptoms, you will know within 48, 72 hours. And that's exactly what happened. And it's just been, yeah, it's just been positive ever since then.
Yeah. It's a very positive experience. It's like, yeah.
Well, healing
like
is. Yeah. Healing is a very positive experience. So, you know, it's never gone backward. I'm still in the B12 therapy program that I put myself into. You know, any excess would just go out in the urine, which shows up as a yellow tint. But it's been a catalyst for me being able to absorb all that greatness that is in this organic, plant-based diet that I've been on for almost a full 34 years. So, you know, that tingling that was in my hands, it was gone within like a month and a half to 2 months. My vision was cloudy. You know, back when I was at that pivotal point in January, that cleared up. My mental thought processes started to come alive again. I mean, you have a you know, we're all on the internet doing whatever. Well, I pay bills online and do stuff, banking online, or, you know, I always do a security check through my phone so that no one can get on into an account without because the number, the security number is sent to your phone. And I couldn't remember. I got so bad, I couldn't remember those numbers. I would have to look at it and then put it in, look at it and put another number in. I mean, I felt like I was turning into a retard. And, you know, that's actually a medical term, you know, where your brain isn't functioning properly. And that's one of the things I noticed right off, is that short-term memory just came right back again, where I could look at the number, bing, there it is, just put it in, you know, and off you go. So I don't know what would.
Yeah, there is a whole nother way of looking at it, and I think that it's very encouraging. It's encouraging for me, and well, I'm living it because I too am moving through this, and it's hard to even describe it other than you can hear it in your voice. People say, you look great, you know. I was like, wow.
Well, you do. I mean, you look fantastic.
You really are. And we are, there's regaining.
Proven.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. That I love the humility. I am improving.
Definitely. Yeah, every day, you know, it's a little bit of improvement. I've got injuries clear back to my childhood, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old that I thought I was going to just be living with my whole life that are finally healing. I just find that incredible.
Well, it's incredible. To feel better, you didn't even realize you didn't feel that good. You know, me with
no,
my
I've been,
healer.
Well, no, I've been living like that for so long, you just learn to accept it. And,
right.
Yeah, you know, like pain. I just manage my pain. I don't take anything from the Western medicine model. And even when I was on the standard American diet, I wasn't big into taking aspirin or any kind of painkillers. I just dealt with it, I guess, psychologically, emotionally. But that's one of the things that's healing. I never realized how much of the pain I was having was being caused by that peripheral neuropathy. And, you know, to get your B12 from a plant-based diet, you got to be having a lot of leafy greens in your diet that have not been washed and sanitized so much that they're completely gone of any of the naturally occurring bacteria that are on those leaves. You know, we've got this thing about eating packaged food. I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, people are, well, you know, if you're going to have a salad, well, I don't have time to make salad. So they're grabbing something out of a plastic, you know, container at the grocery store that's a bunch of leafy greens. Well, those leafy greens are just dead and lifeless, and so is... Yeah, I mean, anything that might have been there that was naturally occurring that we need in our gut. You know, we're no different than the grazing animals of the forest. You know, we need things right there, you know, from Mother Nature. We become obsessed with, oh, you got to wash your hands. Oh, you got to wash your face. Oh, you got to this, you got to that. You know, sanitize. Well, because we're not living the way we're supposed to live. If we were eating properly, the leafy greens of the, so to speak, the garden or the forest, we wouldn't be getting sick. We wouldn't be feeling like we got to wash our hands every hour on the hour and wear a mask. I mean, it's just one of those things where we live in a world that parasites are constantly at our doorstep. Every time we end
the book, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this is all in the book, you know, and
yeah,
and the book was written like a big long conversation. So it's like I'm sitting there talking to you over your shoulder as you're reading it.
So many people say that read it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like he's right here talking to me. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I've heard that many times. Well, it's a style that just blossomed, you know, I guess you're going to break, but when we come back, I wanted to talk a little bit about how the book was written, one, well, both of them, but especially, because there's really something special here in this lifestyle, even with the troubles that we had coming out of 2019, you and I personally, with this B12 thing, there's something else I want to share
that's very special. Just, so we're gonna come back with you sharing what you want to continue. We'll just come right back into it. And this is Deborah Bruentout with the Second Genesis Awakenings Radio Show. Adam T. is sharing with us so very much that you are going to just enjoy the next little bit. So stay tuned. And we're on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And we'll be right back.
Thank you.
T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org, just letting you know we've created what I like to call the B movie. It'll make you laugh, I promise. It'll make you sigh with relief. It's finally here, this truth whose time has come. We've divided it into segments for easier viewing, which lets you zero in on thoughts you're attracted to so it can be played over and over during those periods. It's an evolutionary sharing that'll leave you transformed in ways you never could have imagined. Becoming a whole food holder medicine man over a 3-decade period, I share cutting-edge ways of living that'll seem new because of the modern insights we have, yet it's an ancient lifestyle, genetically and epigenetically wired into every cell of the human body. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org and take the ride of your life. Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. For over 3 decades, I've lived an ancient lifestyle I call walking in the medicine of the plant kingdom. I've not eaten any animal flesh, no meat, no eggs, no fish, no milk, cream, or cheese, for 30 years and counting. I've lived and witnessed what modern science says is impossible, and now can share piercing insights into how food is medicine, and medicine can be food. I'm writing a series of books called The Second Genesis Awakenings. Book one is The Second Genesis Diet, Welcome Home. It's a diet book unlike any diet book ever written, I promise. It's available online at our website, thehumanaccelerator.org. It's also at amazon.com. Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. In an ancient lifestyle I call walking in the medicine, I've discovered piercing insights into how the human body works in a harmonic, symbiotic relationship with the plant kingdom of life. This genetic and epigenetic dynamic gives us, each individual, the power to remove troubles from our bodies without harming or removing any organs. It's an evolutionary next step for mankind, ultimately leading into a human life free of sickness and disease. The details of this reality are in Book 2, called The Second Genesis Transformation, Passage to Spontaneous Regeneration. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org for a copy, or amazon.com. That's The Second Genesis Transformation, Passage to Spontaneous Regeneration.
We just went out and continue to share what you wanted, what you were saying right before we left.
Yeah, you know, I've said in the past that I refer to this plant-based diet and lifestyle as the original Happy Meal. And, you know, in the beginning I had some extraordinary experiences of joy and laughter that you know, getting the giggles when you don't know why. You know, there's no reason. You're just so happy that you're laughing. It would happen while I'm by myself. It would happen, you know, spontaneously sitting at a table with a bunch of friends eating, everybody eating whatever they're eating.
You did
yeah.
That with us.
Yeah, and it even happened last weekend. You know, just one of those things where I couldn't quit laughing. It's like, oh my gosh.
And you know, and I'm like, I want to have some of that.
Yeah.
It's
yeah. Well,
living good. Living good.
Well, you know, it's an altered state of consciousness that is so natural and so enduring and so eternal. And it's like, well, how do you write a book to try to communicate to people that, well, really, a lot of the times your words are just going to be like, you know, putting a dumbfounded face on somebody. They're not going to understand any of that stuff. And so I began into this process because I knew I was going to be sharing something that is very difficult for you know, for it to cross over to what I refer to today as a death conscious state of reality. You know, well, it's in the book one, that mm-hmm. idea of how we're brought up in a culture where, you know, from birth, we're taught that sickness and disease is a way of life, when really Mother Nature intended us to be just the opposite of that. And I've never written before, never took courses in writing. I just was asked to tell my story from a very intense and meaningful place inside myself. And so as I sat down to tell my story, it's like, oh my gosh, this is so terrible. This is so boring. And I went through like 9 months of just writing and throwing stuff away. And, you know, it was very frustrating because it's like, you know, I just knew this is not going to be possible to communicate this. And then all of a sudden something shifted in me. And I started feeling an increase of energy in the morning, and I would sit at the computer and I would just start to write. And as I would write, I'm not even really aware of what I'm writing, just writing.
And then hear you, Adam. Could you start that again?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. So I would have these increases of energy that would take place in the morning. And so I'd sit down at the computer and I'd begin to write. And as I'd write, I didn't really know what I was writing. I would stop at a certain point, and I'd have to read like a paragraph, and I'd go, oh, okay. Well, that's not quite it, and so I'd try again, and then I'd stop, and pretty soon a pattern started to show itself of having a conversation, you know, with somebody. And it's something where we are all capable. Well, we're all capable of discovery of mm-hmm. profound things. We're all capable of looking, having this stand back perspective. You know, modern science wants to dissect everything down to every single little piece, and that's good that there's people that want to do that. But really, because it's so incomprehensible, if we can just begin to comprehend that it's all automatic, then that's what we start finding ourselves in a groove of life. That, if we're deficient in this and we're deficient in that, you know, it's about just being quiet inside ourselves long enough to be able to feel something of truth coming up. We chase that down. That leads to something else. Before you know it, there's a story that starts to appear of our own in how we solve these riddles in our lives of living a life free of sickness and disease. I'm not sure I quite hit that one on the mark, but there's an enchanting, magical nature to both of these books that present thought in a way of having a conversation. You know, it's not a bam, bam, bam kind of a book. It's both books take a person on a journey into thoughts they could never come up with themselves. And in presenting that thought, then it goes further into describing that thought and walks around it a little bit in this observation of it from different perspectives. The bottom line is it promotes a question, and then as the reading continues, that the answer to that question becomes clear. And that's where, you know, we really all need that help. We're coming out of total darkness when we look at How are we going to live free of sickness and disease? Western medicine will never teach us how to do that. They want to be our saviors when really it's Mother Nature that's our savior, bringing us back to that place that we all were meant to be, which is free of sickness and disease. And so in that process, we become our own detectives. But these two books were written to be a companion to help people see how thought can be created inside ourselves and how it shapes us and brings us wisdom in a way that we've never known before. And so our own illness can be literally a blessing to us to take us into enormity of what we really are capable of becoming.
Yes. Oh, I mean, so it's true.
Well, it establishes a hope and, well, for sure, joy. You know, as you feel yourself healing, as you feel yourself getting cleaner inside, you know, all of a sudden you understand that the sniffles you're having isn't a cold coming on. It's just your body doing a natural little mini cleanse of casting off mucus because that mucus has, you know, captured a bunch of gunk and it wants to be eliminated from the body. So, you know, likewise, I've got a little bit of a fever. Well, there might be, you know, something that's been disturbed that the body needs to burn off, and you're not really sick. Yes. You're in a natural process, and this is why I wrote the books, to be a companion for people so that they wouldn't have to be afraid of all the newness that's going to happen as they embark on their own voyage into this unknown that we call the organic plant kingdom of life. Are you still there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
The joy that comes when you realize, well, it's not even a realization, you just feel good. I can hear it in you sharing even our journey, your journey in the last little while, and sharing that with everyone today. And that joy of some people, someone just told me that their husband got out of the hospital after all these, maybe 16 months. And wow, I can't even comprehend that. And that they're starting to eat better and feel better. And just to look over and see them on the couch is a miracle. And so what I hear you're saying is you got to live it. And you
But the books were written for people that aren't living it, but that want some kind of comprehension of it.
Right. Yes.
And it's not a burden. It's a joy to embrace it.
Yes, it is an embracing of joy, because when we feel good where we live in our bodies, that is what the journey is all about, is to have joy and more of it. And
that's what we came here for.
Yeah, and that wisdom that we glean from feeling good, and that joy and that laughter that you're sharing. And it is possible, and it's more than possible, it's doable. And that's why we come on and we do this show, you know, once a month here on Dream Vision 7 Radio. And it's a service that we want to see others feeling good. And you said, I just want to jump and skip. And you said, boy, that's everything nowadays, to just run and jump and skip. And that's what we want. You know, we share this because the joy and the increase is so, it's such a treasure.
Well, I had somebody make a comment to me, you know, well, what do you want all those muscles for? I said, well, so I can run and jump. I mean, you know, I'm 68 years old. Yeah, it still brings me a lot of joy to run and jump.
Yep, 68 going on, you know, this regenerative energy. So be sure and come. We would just love to have you at our website, and so you can run and jump again. And if it's even just to breathe right now, to not have the fatigue, wherever you're at in your life, whatever's happening to you right now, the message is that there is hope, and that hope is within every bite. And just even reading the book is, like you said, it's thought. It produces thoughts that you might not have thought of.
It'll break down resistance, without a doubt. It'll break down resistance and bring a person to a place of action.
Yes. And with that said, it's what brings us joy to come on and share, and to in this sober time. It can also be joyous as you triumph with that of overcoming these obstacles and realizing that you can live a life free of sickness and disease. I'm Deborah Bruintout, and I'm with Adam T. Gardner. Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome.
We'll be back in another month, and make it a very beautiful, incredible journey. And come and read those books. I've said that all this time because I know what a friend it is. See you soon.
Join us next time as the Second Genesis Awakening unfolds further mysteries into how our lives can be transformed through ancient insights and modern understandings of how the universe works upon us and within us.
Now remember, the show broadcasts every Monday on DreamVision7Radio.com at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the meantime, you can catch me on my website anytime. Call in allangels.com. I've written a number of songs, and they're available for download on my website. That's callinallangels.com.
The Second Genesis Awakening has been a production of thehumanaccelerator.org, your we community, working to build America's medicine wheels.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.